This one time, this elderly couple is out driving around in their old pickup truck, a bench front seat. They come to a stoplight, and to their right pulls up another old pickup truck, the bench front seat. And in this truck to the right is this young couple. And the guy's driving, and the girl is sitting right next to him in the middle, like with his arm around him. And this elderly woman, this wife, she kind of looks to her right out the window and sees this young couple. And she looks to the left to her husband. And she says, kind of longingly, she says, "Remember when we used to sit like that?" And the husband looks back at her and says, "I haven't moved." One of the constant messages in the scriptures is the message, come back to God. Come back to God. Come back to Him. When you have drifted away from Him, God doesn't move away from us. We're the ones who move away. And the constant invitation from the Word of God is come back to God. We hear that in our readings today from the prophet Joel, the first reading. "Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart. Rend your hearts, not your garments, and return to the Lord your God." Come back to God. Our second reading, St. Paul in his letter to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, we implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled with God. We implore you, come back to God. The church gives us this day, Ash Wednesday, this whole Lenten season, this six-week time period before Easter, because we all need to hear that message every single year, because we're all sinners. No matter where you're at in your faith, we're all sinners, and we all need to hear that message, come back to God. How do we do that practically? How do I come back to God? When you come forward here in a few minutes to receive ashes on your forehead, that sign of that we're a sinner, you're going to hear the minister put the ashes on your forehead, the minister will say, "Repent and believe in the gospel." Repent and believe in the gospel. That's how we come back to God. We live lives of, first of all, repentance. Repentance means to acknowledge that I'm a sinner and that I sometimes do things not according to God's ways. I break His commandments. And I repent of that by, first of all, asking for mercy. Say, "Lord, have mercy upon me, a sinner." But forgiveness is only one part of repentance. I think that's the part most of us like. "Lord, I'm sorry, have mercy on me." That's important and that's huge. But the other part of repentance is that firm resolve to change my life. And that's the part that's a lot more challenging. Do I really want to change my life? Do I really want to leave behind my sins so that I can come back to God? The problem with our sins is fundamentally, why do I do it? Because there's a part of me that actually likes it. I enjoy my sin. That's why I keep going back to it. And the life of conversion, the life of coming back to God, is that life of the transformation of the heart. It's actually possible that God would change our hearts so that we might hate our sin. Repent and believe in the gospel. Repent, ask for forgiveness, and ask for that grace, for that firm amendment to actually change my life. And then secondly, believe in the gospel. What does the gospel teach us? The good news that Jesus has come to change human hearts, that through the grace of Jesus Christ, my heart can be changed, so that I can truly repent of my sins. I can't do it on my own strength, but with God's grace, through prayer and through the sacraments, my heart can be changed. Come back to God. We all need to hear that message every single year, and that's why the church gives us this Lenten season. In the letter of St. James in the New Testament, James writes, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. I pray that during this Lenten season, all of us would heed the call to draw near to God so that he might draw near to us.